الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ولقد وصينا الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم وإياكم أن اتقوا الله وإن تكفروا فإن لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وكان الله غنيا حميدا ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وكفى بالله وكيلا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, if we have to look at the previous verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first spoke about how our behavior and attitude should be towards orphans, aitam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about how our attitude should be towards women in general and how husband and wife should behave in marriage, etc., especially when issues come about in a nikah, what should they do, etc. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse mentions something where He talks about His qudra and His power. Allah exhibits His qudra, and we see something very unique here in this verse and in the next verse as well. So in these two short verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the same thing three times. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts the verse by saying, وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. And we will notice that this وَلِلَّهِ وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, it is mentioned three times here. So the first time Allah says it is to show you His qudra, His power and His ability over everything. In other words, that you are to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has the power to do everything. Allah will reward you immensely. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. We have ordered those who were given the kitab before you, and we ordered you as well, that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, with regards to the above mentioned things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of, looking after aitam, woman, and all of the ahkamat that came before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you to fear Allah regarding that. Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if you disbelieve, وَإِن تَكْفُرُوا فَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. This is the second time Allah mentions this, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on this earth, all belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَنِيًّا حَمِيدًا. Allah is free. Allah doesn't need you. Allah is ever praised. So if you have to reject and disbelieve, then remember, Allah's azab is also shadeed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need you. Allah will then punish you for disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah also mentions His qudra. So a person becomes fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah has the power to do everything. And then the third time Allah mentions this, وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Again, Allah says to Allah belongs whatever is in the heavens, whatever is on this earth. But look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what sifat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses to conclude this verse. Allah says, وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. See, obey first. Allah says, obey Allah. Then Allah says, if you have to reject, then Allah doesn't need you. Now Allah says, وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا. Allah is sufficient as a wakil, as a guardian. In other words, Allah is sufficient as a guardian means where one can entrust all his matters to. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, it is foolish if you disbelieve. It is foolish if you reject. Why do you want to turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when Allah is kafi, Allah is sufficient as a wakil unto whom all matters are entrusted? Because Allah has the qudra and the power over everything, as He states, whatever is in the heavens, whatever is in this earth belongs to Allah. Then Allah says, إِيَّشَأْ. If Allah wills, يُذْهِبْكُمْ أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ وَيَأْتِ بِآخَرِينَ. If Allah wills, Allah will wipe you out. Allah will replace you. Allah will remove you from this earth. وَيَأْتِ بِآخَرِينَ. And Allah will bring others. They will replace you. So, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ قَدِيرًا. And the final word again here, Allah says that Allah has the qudra, Allah has the power and ability to do that. So, O insan, worship Allah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. And don't be, وَإِن تَكْفُرُ, don't make kufr. Allah says, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, Allah is saying, fear Him, worship Him alone, and don't make kufr, don't deny, and don't reject and dispute all of the above mentioned verses. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.